right, 647. I'm Grant Chute. Class is in. How to pick a perfect watermelon. I will back this up, and I'll tell you a little story. I'll make a short story long. So last weekend, I was picking a watermelon out of a bin. And I was taking my time, 4 or 5 minutes there, making sure I know what I'm kind of looking for. A couple comes up to me and says, oh, you must be a watermelon expert. And I said, well, I maybe know more than the average person about watermelons. And they said, well, what is it? Well, that was unfortunate they asked me that question because I spent the next 4 or 5 minutes explaining them what to look for. Their eyes kind of glazed over and said, well, you pick. So I picked one for them and sent them on their merry way. No charge. So I thought, you know what? There's people out there who still don't know how to pick a watermelon. And this isn't guaranteed 100%, but it will help your odds because really there is nothing worse than picking that watermelon up, hauling it home, and opening it up, and either it's like rotted or it's got the flavor of sucking on a pair of sweaty socks. I'm sorry, but it just... So here we go. You ready? Got a pen and paper handy? Huh? Okay, so here we go. So what you are looking for is uniform size, and it should be heavy. So it should be round. The oblong ones, the oblong ones are male. They're watery. But the round ones are female. They're sweet. You are looking for field spots on it. So, and that's, you know, that's where it sits on the ground. So, but what you're looking for, you go, oh, you got to buy the ones with the white spot. No. If you buy the ones with the white spot, they have little to no taste. You're looking for a spot that is kind of orangish, maybe a little yellow. You know, in the more orange you can get, the better. But it'll go from white to yellow to orange. That means it's full of flavor if it's orange. You're looking for large webbing. So the bands on the watermelon should be large. That means it's sweet. If you get a smaller one, it means it can be kind of bland, sort of tasteless. So there you go. And the other important thing is, if you see a shiny watermelon, put it back. It's not ripe. You're looking for a dark, dull watermelon. Oh, yeah, make sure it's not squishy either. I'm just putting it out there. So there, you know, I'm not saying that you can find every one of those on a perfect walk, but I mean, they'll help you move you in the right direction. So there you go. So hopefully that will alleviate some of your anxiety when it comes to picking the perfect watermelon. All right, there you go. And like, where'd you learn how to do that? Well, you learned how to do that with Grant and Dean Brody.